Good afternoon. Any leftover rain will gradually wind down across interior New York and New England as a cold front sweeps through the region. We'll even have a return to sunshine from west to east across the area. The winds will remain gusty at times up to 50 miles per hour, especially across the higher terrain, and it will remain mild with temperatures topping out close to 70. After a partly cloudy evening, skies tonight will become mostly cloudy again, although it will stay dry and it'll be a bit cooler with temperatures back into the mid-40s. At this point, we'll head into the weekend with some sunshine to start the day tomorrow. Another but weak disturbance will move through the Great Lakes and swing through the Northeast tomorrow afternoon with an increase in clouds and the chance for a few late-day rain showers, and again, especially across the higher terrain. It'll still be milder than average for this time of year, as highs on Saturday will reach to just about 60. After that disturbance passes through, a northwesterly breeze will increase overnight Saturday night, and during the day on Sunday, it'll gust over 20 to 30 miles per hour. This will bring us drier weather, and with an increase in sunshine Sunday afternoon, temperatures will only reach up into the upper 30s and lower to mid-40s. High pressure building in will remain in control into the day on Monday, bringing us brilliant sunshine, but it will be chilly with highs in the lower to mid-40s again, and with abundant sunshine, we'll reach up toward 50 on Tuesday. The warming trend will continue into the middle of next week with a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday into the upper 50s. With the next front approaching with a chance of rain on Thursday, it'll stay in the middle 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the big storm rolling into the Great Lakes is producing lines of thunderstorms, which could contain damaging wind gusts through the mid-Atlantic region. The Storm Prediction Center will be monitoring the progress of these lines of storms into the afternoon. Elsewhere, the entire length of the Appalachian Mountain chain into the northeastern U.S. and the Great Lakes are all under either a wind advisory or a high wind warning for gusts at times that could reach or even in some cases exceed 50 miles per hour. Elsewhere, a winter storm watch is out for northeastern Washington state and northern Idaho, where 6 to as much as 14 inches of snow could fall this weekend. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Alice, Texas, to a low of 12 at Belmont, Arizona. For those traveling throughout the Northeast today, New York City, windy and mild with showers in the lower 70s, Boston, windy, mild, showers in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny, windy, and turning cooler with temperatures falling into the 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees. The average low, 35. The record high, 78, set in 1950. And the record low, 22, in 1964. Sunrise this morning is at 7:29 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:48 p.m. 10 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Any leftover showers will continue to diminish, and we'll have a return to some sunshine this afternoon. Continued windy and warm with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy with less wind tonight and lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, any rain will gradually diminish from west to east through the afternoon, increasing sunshine later today with temperatures in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy with less wind tonight and lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a few leftover showers, then increasing sunshine through the afternoon, continued windy with temperatures in the middle to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with less wind tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, leftover showers, then increasing sunshine this afternoon, continued windy with highs near 70. Partly cloudy with less wind tonight and lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Showers early this afternoon, giving way to increasing sunshine, continued windy with highs around 70. Partly cloudy with less wind tonight and lows in the lower to mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning sunshine, cloudy with a few afternoon and evening rain showers, highs near 60. Clouds giving way to increasing sun on Sunday, breezy and much colder with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Sunny but cold Monday, lower to mid 40s. Sunny on Tuesday in the upper 40s to around 50. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday in the upper 50s and a chance of rain Thursday with highs back into the middle 50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.